This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Electricity customers in eastern Montana said this month they're tired of seeing executives with Montana Dakota utilities line their pockets with money they pay for power, and they protested a 19.2% rate increase request on residential payers. They questioned a proposed 9% settlement as well. Mary Catherine Dunphy of Miles City said, "I consider this the fight of our lives in eastern Montana." Dunphy said the hike will affect seniors, families, farmers, and small business owners. Generally, she said it will hurt the economy of communities in eastern Montana. MDU serves electric customers in 30 communities in Montana. The rate increase proposal from MDU is the second big energy rate request to recently land on the docket of the Montana Public Service Commission. In April, the PSC held a nearly week-long hearing on a proposal still pending from Northwestern Energy that could cost residential customers nearly 28% more on their electric bills compared to rates in August 2022. The PSC oversees monopoly utilities with captive customers or ones without realistic power alternatives, and both rate increase proposals are receiving pushback. Earlier in June, MDU and the Montana Consumer Council signed an agreement that would push residential rates up 9% instead of the original 19.2% request, if approved by the PSC. At a June 15th hearing on the MDU request in Miles City, Bryce Kirk told the PSC that low-income people and parents already are struggling, and the utility has not justified the increase by describing investments in infrastructure or business improvements. Kirk, with the Fort Peck Tribal Executive Board, said at the hearing, "Even 9% is way too much." On the other hand, Kirk said MDU Resources CEO earned $5 million last year. Montana Dakota Utilities is part of MDU Resources. Plus, opponents argue the company serving 25,600 electric customers in Montana already picked up a nearly 15% increase just 3 years ago. The Dawson Resource Council, an affiliate of the Northern Plains Resource Council, has organized against the rate increase, and it notes the company took in record earnings of $103.5 million last year. Parents with children spoke out in Miles City, too. Dunphy said higher rates would drain millions from eastern Montana communities, and it would hit farmers and producers who need to keep their barns and shops warm in the winter and power irrigation in the summer. Dunphy said, "This rate increase is an existential threat to eastern Montana's agricultural way of life, where every dollar matters." She said the increase would be the second one in 3 years, and she said the first was 15%. "I don't know anyone who's getting those kinds of salary increases," she said. Dunphy also said nearly 20% of the residents in Miles City are senior citizens living on fixed incomes. She believes other small towns in eastern Montana share similar demographics. The PSC is slated to take up the docket again sometime this summer. 22 Montana wildland firefighters have been dispatched to Canada to help combat wildfires there. The Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation sent the firefighters to Alberta through the Northwest Compact, an agreement among states, provinces, and territories in the U.S. and Canada for sharing firefighters. The Montana firefighters' first day on the job was June 21st. They were assigned to the Kimawan Complex of Fires in the Peace River Fire Protection Area of Northwest Alberta. Alberta has been in a crisis state because of the wildfires, which have been ongoing since March. Since 1999, the Northwest Compact has been an agreement between the U.S. and Canada that includes several of Canada's provinces: Alberta, British Columbia, Saskatchewan, Yukon Territory, and Northwest Territories and Forests, and in the U.S., the Northwest states of Montana, Idaho, Alaska, Oregon, and Washington. The 22 Montana firefighters come from all over Montana: Clearwater, Missoula, Anaconda, Stillwater, Plains, Libby, Swan Valley, and Helena. They'll be on assignment for at least 14 days and possibly up to 21 days. Fire responders from Canada have helped Montana firefighters in the past.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.